So you head to your local tennis court, and what do you expect to find? A game of tennis, right? But increasingly, you'll find pickleball. The game is like a cross between table tennis and regular tennis, but pickleball needs a lot less space than tennis. It's also super easy to learn, it's very popular with boomers, and it's now the fastest growing sport in the U.S. But with growth comes growing pains. Pickleball has sparked noise complaints, resentment from tennis enthusiasts, and cutthroat competition between rival professional leagues. John Walters wrote about this wild west of pickleball for Sports Illustrated. Hi, John.
Hi, Celeste. Thank you for having me on.
First, can you explain what makes pickleball so appealing for millions of Americans?
Sure. First, easiest way to describe it, low barrier of entry. It's most popular among Americans 50 and over, and it's the perfect niche sport for those people. It's not as demanding physically as, let's say, basketball or even tennis. It's much easier to learn than golf. It's much more athletic than, say, playing cards or chess or checkers. And it's not as solitary as running or swimming. It's basically a cocktail-free happy hour with some athleticism thrown in.
So I mentioned that there have been a rising number of noise complaints because of pickleball. Why is pickleball noisier than, say, tennis?
I'd say the easiest way to say that is the noise is not as mellifluous. It's a thwack. Also, because players are closer, they're hitting the ball more frequently. So you have more frequent thwacks. But I also think part of it is it's different and people don't always react well to things that are new. Pickleball literally threatens tennis, threatens its real estate, threatens who will play it. And I think most of the complaints you hear are from tennis players who don't like having to share their turf with this new sport.
You know, also, if you watch games of pickleball, you see an immediate difference between the way it's played and the sport of kings, right? Tennis is dignified. The point system was reportedly created to confuse commoners. Is there a little bit of snootiness going on here?
There's a little bit of snootiness going on here. It's akin to how skiers felt about snowboarders when they first arrived on the mountain. Skiers and snowboarders have learned to coexist, not necessarily happily, but they've learned to coexist. The difference here is a pickleball court is literally replacing a tennis court or space. Four pickleball courts can fit on one tennis court. So it's so much easier to learn and to become at least decent at pickleball. If you watch a bunch of people in their 50s or 60s playing tennis, unless they're lifelong tennis players, there's a lot of standing around. There's a lot of missed serves that fall into the net. Pickleball doesn't have any of that. Pickleball, you learn it very quickly within a half an hour. You're laughing. You can talk to people because you're no more than 15 yards apart. And so it's more social. Most of the games are doubles. So you'll have four people intermingling without all of, like I said, the necessary athleticism. So the snootiness factor definitely is a part of what we're discussing here.
Now, a big part of your reporting on this is the rivalry of it off the court. There are competing governing bodies. There's the World Pickleball Federation and then the International Federation of Pickleball. And then you've got these domestic pro tours, the Association of Pickleball Professionals, say that five times fast, and the Professional Pickleball Association. Can you give us just kind of the recap of the drama going on off the court?
Sure. It's a land grab, basically. It's people seeing a rich resource, and there isn't enough of an establishment yet for anyone to think that I can't do it better. So it's a little bit like there was the NBA, and then the ABA came along. There was the NFL, and then the AFL came along. It's the same thing. The pickleball is such a nascent sport. Someone was the first there, but now someone has decided they can build a better burger. And maybe we can make more money doing it than the other people were doing it.
Okay, so everything is moving pretty fast for pickleball. And you've pointed out that the sport got an adrenaline boost because of the pandemic. So where do you expect to be in 5 to 10 years? There are plenty of sports that rise into sort of fad territory and then kind of disappear. Mm-hmm. What do you think about pickleball?
I think pickleball has plenty of staying power because if you drive around your neighborhood, you'll see unoccupied basketball courts or baseball fields, even tennis courts. I do believe pickleball is very easy. It's as easy and fun to play for someone who's 85 as someone who's 8. As far as being a pro tour, I don't believe it'll ever, ever challenge tennis or anything like that. It's closer to ping pong in that sense. But in terms of participation, I think it will continue to grow. I say this to people. A lot of people want to run the New York City Marathon. I don't know how many people want to watch the New York City Marathon on TV.
That's fair enough. I do have to ask you, though, do you play pickleball?
I do.
Oh, okay, do you? Good. I don't, but you're making me think maybe I should try it out, especially if I get to make noise. John Walters is a contributor to Sports Illustrated and also The Athletic. John, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.